פה שיעזיב החיתי חתוי, ויוסירי ממחשבתי, ויגמר בליבי של יעשיוי, שנאמר יעזיב ראשו דרכי, ואיזה דרך הופכת. So עזיב את החיתי, consists in abandoning the דרך הופכת. But if a person just is gamer bilibei shall yaseyuid, but he doesn't abandon the path of chet, he continues associating himself with the drug addicts, with the gamblers, with the racketeers, but he decided in his heart that he will not act the way they act, but he still is disposed to be associated with them, then it's not yasef rosh hadarke. He doesn't say Yasef Roshe Chete, Yasef Roshe Darke. There is a path of Chet, and there is a Derech HaTshuve. There is a path of Tshuve. So this is what the Rambam says. V'yasirim Machshavtei. Even if he dissociates himself from his former friends, the gamblers, the racketeers, but mentally he's still involved in their life. So there is no Aziv Esachet. Aziv Esachet is when he abandons completely the path of Chet. So that's why the Rambam says, Sheyaziv Achit Echatoei V'yosirei Memachshavtei. But just dissociating himself from the gamblers without deciding in his heart not to do it again, that will certainly not constitute Aziv Esachet. So he says also, this is an essential element of tshuva. And without Aziv Esachet, so there is no tshuva whatsoever. Not only that it's not the ideal tshuva, there is no tshuva. So, because Yaziv Rosh Hadarkei. But then, now we can understand the Rabbi Yehine. Rabbi Yehine distinguishes between a chaytei who just committed an aveira once. So there, the proper order is first chavotelo varam, then kabol rahav, and the chaytei who was addicted to a certain chet. So then, if first he'll realize chavotelo var, and then kabol rahav, so it will be tamu v'sheres biyodei. So then, after kabol rahav, he has to have chavotelo var again. What's the pshat? The pshat in Rabbi Yehine is that tshuva consists not merely in abandoning the Avere, but in abandoning the path of Avere, of sin. Derech HaToy. Yaziv Rosh Hadarkei. So Mele, Rabbi Yehine says, that is only when the Shuvah consists in abandoning the whole path of the HaToyim, if he became addicted to it. So then, he was already steeped and rooted in a derech hatoy. So then, the tshuva consists in yaziv rosh hadarkei, in abandoning the path of the hatoyim. So memeile, the kabbalah lehabe has to take place first, and then charot elova. If the charot elova takes place first, so he's tevil l'sharas biyodei, because he is already steeped and rooted in a derech hatoyim. Mashein came if he just committed a certain aver once. He stole once. That's all. So he's not steeped in the derech hatoyim. So then, tshuva consists just in abandoning the avere. There is no derech hatoyim. This is the shita of Rabban Yehine. The Rambam, when the Rambam mentions, Umay ha-tshuva hu sheyaziv achiti chetei, ויוסירי ממחשבתי, ויגמע בליבי של יעשהו עד, שנאמר יעזב ראש הדרכי וכן יסלח מלשובה, thus implying that even if he was not addicted to a certain avere, he just was aver an avere once. So the proper order is, first עזיב אסחת, and then קבול אבי, because the Rambam holds that once a person commits a single avere, he is already steeped in the path of sin. Of course, if he Kibishol Varot Mavira Vishonabo Naslik Heta, so it's more steep. It's more difficult for him to return back to the Derech HaTshuva. But even with a single commission of an Avere, he is already steeped in the Derech HaToyim. So Memele, so for the same reason that Rabban Yehine says in regard to a person who has been addicted to a chet, that first must be the Aziv Esachet. So the Rambam says, even in regard to a person who just committed a certain avir once. So the Rambam says, Umayi hachuve, hu sheyazif achite chatei, v'yosirem machshavtei, v'yidma b'libei shel yasei oid, shenema yazif roshe darkei, v'chein yisnachim al shova, shenema ke'achri shuvi nechamti. So this is the essence of tshuve. Aziv asachet and charot ha'ovah. Without that, there is no tshuve. So the Shem Roshe is not even poker. The Shem Roshe. If a person has been addicted, let's say, to gambling, to stealing, with a whole group of thieves and robbers, and then he does tshuve, so if he just makes up his mind not to steal again, the Shem Roshe is not poker. But he has to abandon the path of chatoi. Yazif Roshe Darke. The whole path of chet. So, and without aziv esachet, so the Shem Roshe is not poka, it's not itchuv. But, the Rambam doesn't say that if a person, let's say, did itchuv, and he dissociated himself from the gamblers, from the racketeers, from the ganovim, from the gazlonim, from the rotzrim, and he really meant it. And then, years later, 10 years later, He unfortunately was faced with a certain temptation and he succumbed to temptation. So would the Rambam say that if he was an aid, let's say 10 years transpired, and then after 10 years he succumbed to temptation again and he stole. So would the Rambam say that the tshuve limafreya was no tshuve, and that he was a roshe limafreya, and if he was used as an aid by gdushin, so the gdushin is no gdushin, it's not mistada. As long as the person, bishayte, abandoned the path of chet, and he really meant, b'chol livove, that he's not going to repeat it again. But, years later, so he succumbed to temptation. And he reverted back. The Rambam wouldn't say that when Afreya, the tshuve was no tshuve. So when the Rambam here discusses tshuve in all its facets, not only the essence of tshuve, there are certain things that are mi'akif in tshuve, that are the essential ingredients of tshuve, without which it's not tshuve. Let's say if a person would do tshuve, he obeys the chet, but he will not have charot. Then it's not tshuve. If a person will have charot, he will have remorse, but he will not be easy the chet. He will not abandon the path of chet. So it's not tshuve. Masha'in kein, if a person will do tshuve, but there will be aziv esachet, and there will be charot elovah, but he will not make that firm determination as to declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as an aid. So then, while the tshuva is not ideal, but the tshuva it is. That's why the Rambam, so he says, Umayi hatshuva hu sheyazif achit chatoi, v'yosir mimachshavtei, v'yidma b'libei shel yasei oid, shenema yazif roshe darkei, v'chein yisnachim al shova, shenema ke'achri shuvi nechamti. That's the essence of tshuva. Then he says, but in order to be the ideal tshuve, v'yoyidol of yedeya talumeis, shel yoshuf lazeh achet leilom, shenema avolineim areid aleheinu limas yedeinu. So the reason is why the Rambam did not mention yoyidol of yedeya talumeis immediately after v'yidma b'libe shel yaseyoei, but first he mentioned v'chein yisnachim, because the Rambam wanted to mention first the essential ingredients of tshuve. The essential ingredients of tshuve are two. First, aziv esachet. And of course, aziv esachet includes kabbalah l'ahave. But it does not necessarily include that kind of kabbalah l'ahave that he is able to declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness. That not there. There are a number of bali tshuve who are mekabbalah l'ahave and they are aziv the chet, but the determination is not so strong that they should be able to be made yedei talumeis on them. And that's the reason as why we find many times a Baal Tshuva who after a number of years reverts back to the chet. Because the stockfall of Yitzchak, that does not mean that Limafreya, so he was a Rosh all the time. So the Rambam first discusses the essential ingredients of Tshuva. So the essential ingredients of Tshuva consist of Azivas Achet and Charot Elohava. But there is also Darkei Tshuva. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Daled, Midarkei HaTshuva Li is Ashov Tzeik Tomid Lifnei Hashem. Bifriyuv Sachnuni. Now, this is not an essential ingredient of Tshuva, because whatever is an essential ingredient of Tshuva is Mi'akeif in the Afko Hashem Rosh. Let's say if somebody will do Tshuva and will just be easy v'chet and will not have Charot Elohavah, so then the Shem Rosh is not Boka. So if he'll be an aided Kedushin, so the Kedushin is null and void. But Masha'inkei, if a person, a Roshe, who was an Echol Neveles, who Treifes, and Michal Shabbos, and then he did Tshuva, and there was Aziv Esachet, and there was Charot Elohavah, but he wasn't Misvadi. So true, Vidu is a Mitzvah Shasei. So he cannot have Kapore without Vidu. But the Shem Roshe is Boka. This is the Michas Chinuch says. The Michas Chinuch has the Kashe. The Rambam says that Vidu is Me'akif in Tshuva. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Al Minas Shani Tzadi Gomu, Afil Roshe Gomu Kol Yomov, is Mekodeshes. Shemu Hiyo Tshuva Bilibay. But the question is, but he wasn't Misvade? That we can see? He didn't verbalize the Vidu? So the Michas Chinuch says, the Rambam only says that Vidu is Me'akif in Kapore. But in Afko Hashem Roshe, Vidu is not Me'akif. So Memele, when the Rambam says, V'tzorich li'svadis b'svosov, v'leimar in yoni seilu shigoma b'libei, this is not an essential ingredient of Tshuva. This is one of the darkest Tshuva. As the Rambam says, in Perbeis, Haloche Dalet, Midarkei ha'tshuva li'is ha'shof tzeik tomid l'fnei Hashem. Bifriu v'sachnunim. So that's one of the darkei tshuva. What does it mean, darkei tshuva? Because when a person, it's not so easy to do tshuva, to do real tshuva. Because chatoim tera before. But abol itayeh amisayin, they say. So memele, how does the abol itayeh manifest itself? By abandoning the derech chatoim and embarking upon the derech tshuva. So there is such a thing as darkei tshuva. So if he's saying Tomid constantly Misvadel if Neakodesh Baruch Hu, then he's on safe grounds. Then he's walking on the path of Tshuva. And he doesn't have to be afraid lest Chas V'Sholem he'll revert back to his sin. Because he's embarking. He's walking on safe grounds. He's embarking upon the Derech HaTshuva. So this is also included in the mitzvah of Tshuva. Because when the Torah says, Yisho Yisho Ki Yasum Kol Chatas Odom V'Yisvadu, so the Torah implies not only an obligation that is incumbent to realize the essential ingredients of Tshuva, but to fulfill all the elements of Tshuva, even the darkei Tshuva. So the Rambam at first mentioned Umay Yatshuve Hu Sheyazif Achite Chatoi V'Yosirei Memachshavtei V'Yidma B'Libeshlo Yasei Yoheich V'Yazif Koshidarki V'Chem Yisnach Mal Shova Shino Makach Yishu V'Nechamt. These are the two essential ingredients of Tshuva. Without these two, the Tshuva is no Tshuva and the Shem Roshe is not Boka. But then there is another element that is not an essential ingredient of Tshuva, but that comes within the Darkei Tshuva. So when will he be walking, embarking upon the Derech HaTshuva, and he will not have to be afraid lest he will revert back to his old sin? If it's Yoidol of Yedea Ta'alumeis, Shel Yoshuf Lo Zeachet Le'elom, Shenema Veloinei Maroid Aleheinu Lemas Yedeinu. V'tzorich Lisvadis Bisvosov, because Vidu is also required as one of the Darkei HaTshuva. As the Rambam says, Midarkei HaTshuva li is Hashov Tzeik Tomid Lefnei Hashem, Bifchiyu V'Sachnunim, Ve'Yisei Tzdoko Kivikeche. Now, Tzdoke, so is one of the Darkei HaTshuva, Tzdoke. But it's not an essential ingredient in Tshuva. Of course, if his Avera consists in not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzdoke, then giving Tzdoke is the essential ingredient of Tshuva, of Aziv HaSachet. But suppose his Avera consists in other things. not in his failure to give tzedakah. In his failure to give tzedakah. He's a very consistent in Shabbos, in Achilas Neveles et Reifes, in Gneive, in Zeile, not in his failure to give tzedakah. So then, without giving tzedakah, he can still fulfill the essential ingredients of tshuva and be mafkia b'shem roshe. But without tzedakah, he does not fulfill the darkei of tshuva. So in other words, they are essential ingredients of tshuva and they are darkei of tshuva. Why is it called darkei of tshuva? Because if a person does tshuva, even if he does tshuva for chil Shabbos, but if he doesn't do tzedakah, so he's on dangerous grounds. He did not embark and darkei tshuva. See, in order to be on safe grounds, he has to embark upon the derech tshuva. And one of the derech tshuva is darkei. One of the darkei tshuva is to be constantly misvade with Ne'akodish Baruch Hu. Midarkei ha'tshuva li'nisashof tzeik tomid with Ne'ashem. So now we understand as to why the Rambam mentioned the oidol of Yedei Talume is after Yisnachim HaMashova. Because Yoidol of Yedei Talumeis is not an essential ingredient of tshuva. There is no halacha that if a person is Ezev the Chet, and then years later he is faced with a temptation and he succumbs to temptation, that retroactively the tshuva was no tshuva. There is no such halacha. There is no such halacha. But if years later he does revert back to sin, so that means that the tshuva was not the ideal tshuva. It was not a real tshuva. But it was an essential tshuva. So that's why the Rambam discusses that separately. And then he says, V'tzorech li'svadis b'svosov, v'lo marionis eilu shikoma b'libei, also as darkei tshuva. Now, so that means that vidu is required for two reasons. First of all, vidu is required because of the mitzvah of isho isho, ki yasu mikil chatos odom, so that vidu is required because of kapore. Because as the Rambam says, so in other words, so there is one michayev of tshuva is the kapore. So if somebody is a chaytei, he has to do tshuva and he has to be misvade in order to effect kapore, because vidu is me'akev in kapore. That's one reason. That's one mechayev of tshuva. And then there is another mechayev of tshuva because of darkei tshuva. In the same way as a bal tshuva is mechuyev to do tzedakah, because tzedakah is one of the darkei tshuva. So vidu, constant vidu, liis midarkei ha'tshuva liis hashov. So memele, and both chiyuvim of the vidu, both chiyuvim of vidu, on the basis of kapore and on the basis of darkei tshuva, are chiyuvim midrais. But it's two separate halachas of vidu. Vidu is obligatory. Number one, because of kapore. So that's the halacha that when someone is makriv korban, so he has to be misvade, and vidu is also obligatory because of the darkei tshuva. But vidu is not one of the essential ingredients of tshuva. And this kind of kabbalah lahabe of yoido of yedea talumei shel yoshua zeachet leilom, that this is not an essential ingredient of tshuva. This is one of the darkei tshuva. But aziv esachet is one of the essential ingredients of tshuva. Now, we can reconcile the apparent inconsistency between the two Rambams. There is no inconsistency. True, that the Rambam in Ilches Tshuva, Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam says, Vidu kesat misvadim meimirono Hashem chotosi ovisi poshaitu lifonecho vosisi kach vikach vanechamti ubeishti bimaasai ulehu mechizel dovaze vizo yikresh al vidu. So when he discussed the vidu in Perik Aleph Halach Aleph, he mentioned Charot Elova first and Kabbalah Lahabe second. Because in Perik Aleph Halach Aleph, he discusses vidu from the point of view of the Kapor. Because vidu is required for two reasons. First of all, vidu is required because without vidu there is no kapor. Everyone who is maybe come has to be misled. Everyone who is Chayav Malkes has to be Misvade. Kol HaMimsi Misvade. So Vidu is required because of Kapore, because Vidu is Ma'akev Kapore. And then Vidu is also required for a second reason, because Vidu itself is one of the Darkei Atshuva. If a Jew keeps on confessing his sin before HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, then he is walking on safe grounds. But if he just eschuve, and then he isn't constantly misvade on his head, then he's on very dangerous ground. So it's always likely that he'll revert back, in spite of his decision not to repeat the act, and in spite of his decision to dissociate himself from the people with whom he cooperated in sin. So he's on dangerous ground. So in other words, in order to be walking on safe grounds, to be walking on dark issue, so he has to be misvad. So this is what Rambam says in Perik Beis, Halacha Dalet, Midaki Atshuvelis Hashov Tzeik Tomit Lufnei Hashem, Bifchiyu Visachnuni. But so in other words, the Rambam discusses Tshuve in two places. In Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he discusses Vidu from the point of view of Kapore. So Vidu that is based upon Kapore, so in order to affect Kapore, so he has to spell out the Charot Elova first and Kapore Habe second, in order to affect Kapore. But in order to realize Darkei Tshuva, so then he has to spell out Kapore Habe first and Charot Elova second. That's the reason as to why the Rambam in Perik Aleph of Hilchas Tshuva, so the Rambam says that the order of Vidu is Hari nechamti ubeishti b'maasai uleilo menichezer lidov hazeh, and in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, where he discusses v'tzorich lisvadis b'svosof. The Lema, he uses the Lashon Vitzorich. Why does he use the Lashon Vitzorich? In other words, it's not indispensable towards the realization of Tshuva. It's not an essential ingredient, but it's one of the Darkei Tshuva. So one is Tzorich to fulfill the Darkei Tshuva as well. So he says, Vitzorich lisvadis bisvosov v'lomar inyone seilu shegoma belibe. So Memele, in order to fulfill Vidu as Darkei Tshuva, So there the Kabbalah Habe is first, and the Charot Elova is second. So in order to fulfill both Chiyuvim of Vidu, Mitzad Kapore and Mitzad Darkei Tshuva, so he has to, let's say, if he still needs Kapore, so first he has to spell out the Charot Elova, and then the Kabbalah Habe, and then in order to fulfill the Darkei Tshuva, so after he spelled out in his Vidu the Kabbalah Lehabe, so he has to spell out the Charot Elova again, in order that he should fulfill the element of Vidu from the point of view of Darkei Tshuva. All right, so that is the end of the halacha. Now we saw that according to the Ramban, there are two mitzvahs of tshuva. There is one mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the yochid, and then there is another mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the tzibur. According to the Ramban, so there are two mitzvahs of tshuva incumbent upon the tzibur. One mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the tzibur is grounded in Tzores, and with that the Rambam also agrees. That's the parsha in Baalei Scho, Kisoveyo Mulchomo Baarteichem Al Atzar Atzirer Eschem V'Areisem V'Chatzitzretz. And then according to Rambam, there is another chiyuv of tshuva incumbent upon the tzibur that is not based upon Tzores. That is tshuva Saklau Miyave. That's the parsha of Vishafta Nishem Alekecho. und kein Mitzvah, schon nicht im Mitzafrayim. Bin ich frisch in Mincha. Now, der Rambam, so, der Rambam holds that there is no chiyuv of tshuva incumbent upon the tzibur, kol ashon, mi'ave, but on Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam also agrees that there is a tshuva, a special chiyuv of tshuva, that is le'yochid u'le'rabim, and it's implicit in the posik of Lifnei Hashem Titor. So then we don't have to resort to tzores. Even without tzores, there is a chiyuv of tshuva according to all the shem of mi'ave, incumbent not only upon the yochid, but also upon the tzibur. Now, let's see what the Rambam now in connection with Yom HaKippurim. So not only is there a chiyuv of tshuva on the tzibur because of the special halacha of Lifnei Hashem Titor, but it seems from the Ritvo in Nidorim, it appears that before Yom HaKippurim, so there is a chiyuv of tshuva also from the point of view of the parashim Baleischo of Kisoveyu Milchomo Ba'arzeichem al Atzor Atzirer Eschem, because we have a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda whether it's muter to take an eder, any dog. So Reb Yehuda says that it's oser to take an eder even if he fulfills an eder. So Tesves in Chum as the Kashe. So how was Yankif Avinu allowed to take an eder? So and Yeno took a pledge. So Tesves says that there is a medresh in on the posik of Ayida Yakif Neder Bayimahu Leimeir Mikan Shenetrim Beiso. So there is a chiyuv to take pledges to do tzedakah. To take pledges to tzedakah, in an Esau. So then the Ritvo in Idorim mentions the same teretz, and then he says, then he asks the Kashe, how is it that all Jews are accustomed that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, they make pledges, all Jews make pledges between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. It's also, Teva Shaloi Sideya, Misha Sideya Usishale. So how is it that all Jews are accustomed to make pledges between Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim? So the Ritvo in Idorim says that in view of the fact that Bereish Hashanah Yikoseivun Uvyem Tzim Kippur Yikoseimun, so that means that all the Aseres Yim Yitshuve is like Yim Adin Arichte. Because the Gmar of Yim Adin, even in respect to Tzadikim Gmurim, who is Nechtovim V'Nechtomim Le'alter, but the Gmar of the Yom HaDin is a Yom HaKippur. So that means that the whole period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is a Yom HaDin Arichte. Now, if it's a Yom HaDin Arichte, so it's considered like overtaken by its own. Because all Jews face a Yom HaDin in the whole period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So, Mimele, and that's the pshat of Dir Shua Dishem B'Yimotzei Krohu B'Yesi Korev. So Dir Shua Dishem B'Yimotzei Krohu B'Yesi Korev, so that's the Aseres Yomim Sheberish Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. So what's the yiches between Aseres Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim? No! Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kapore. Yom HaKippurim is Yom Tshuva L'Yochid L'Rabim, as the Rambam says, because Lifnei Hashem Titor. But the other days of Aseres Mitzvah, why is that? Why is there a special halacha of tshuva in Aseres Yimei Tshuva? And it's called Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Why is it called Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Because on these days, every Jew is mechuyev to dedicate himself to tshuva. Not on Yom Kippur. From Rosh Hashanah till the conclusion of Yom Kippur, he is mechuyev to be dedicated to tshuva. The answer is given by the Ritvo Nidorim. Because since Bereish Hashanah Yikoseivun, so the whole period, the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah till the conclusion of Yom HaKippurim is a Yom HaDin Arichte. So Memeli is a Yom HaDin Arichte. So every Jew in Aseres Yimei Tshuva is overtaken by its own. Mi Yichyem Yomus. So it's the universal practice among Jews, says the Ritvo, Davke to make pledges litzdoke in aseres yimitshuve. Because of the chiyuv of making pledges they saw. So memele it follows from this ritva nidorim that an yom kippurim. So there is a chiyuv, a special chiyuv of tshuve. And the yochid and on the rabbin because of two halachas. I mean on the rabbin because of two halachas. And the yochid there is a special deal of tshuve. Because of the general mitzvah of tshuve, kol hashono, and then with the addition to Torah. But on the rabbin, there are two aloches of tshuve. First of all, because of the lifnei adishem titoru on a collective level, as the Rambam says, yim tshuvo lakeil layochid larabim, and then because it's the yim adin, is the yim adin, so that the klal is mechuyev to do tshuve because of the parashe of kisoveyom luchomo ba'atzeichem ala tzoratzir eschem. So all Jews in Aseres Yimitshuve, they are faced with the tzorach, man litzlah. So they have to do tshuve on that skoto. Now, so it behooves us to delve into the ingredients of that tshuve that is contingent upon tzores. Because without any tzore overtaking Klal Yisrael in Aseres Yimei Tshuve, the Ritva says, so all Jews have to consider themselves as if they are overtaken by Tzore, because of Bereish Hashono Yikoseivun Uv Yom Tzim Kippur Yichasein. Now let's see what the mitzvah of Tshuve that is incumbent upon the Klal implies. On one hand, there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, after Zion, I think, Daf Yud Zion, on the base. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Il Morei Mikro Kosuv, Iyef Shalem Rei, Milameit, שניסתיך הקודש ברוך הוא כשליח ציבור והר אלוהי למי שעשיד התפילו אום עלי כל זמן שישראל חייטין יעשו לפוני כסדר הזה ואני מייחלה אדישם אדישם אני הוא קדם שיחתו אדום ואני הוא לאחר שיחתו אדום ויעשה תשובה כל רחום וחנו אום הרביות בריסק חוסו ליבקים ומידס שאין חזר ישריקום שנאמר, הנה יונחי קרס בריס. So this, so בריס קרוסו. There is a הבטוחה from the ריבונו של עולם, that when Jews do תשובה, so they will be helped. Now it does not mean that when יוחד on an individual level does תשובה, that he will be delivered. That there is no such הבטוחה, because we know that there is such a phenomenon as Sadat Viralei and Rosh HaVitevle. But the bris is chuso in respect to the tzibu. So when the tzibu does tshuva, so then they will be helped. There is a bris, there is a covenant. And we don't have to have any sveikes, any misgivings, as to whether we will be delivered as a result of the tshuva by the tzibu. And this bris is called Bris Chusol Yedgimu Mides. Why is it called Bris Chusol Yedgimu Mides? Now that is the reason as to why Naseres Yimitshuve, and even in the days of Sliches, that's also in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, that is Yom Adin, so we say the Yedgimu Mides, especially in Naseres Yimitshuve. So we say the Yedgimu Mides. So why the Yedgimu Mides? What's the importance of this Yedgimu Mides? It's the significance of the Yedgimu Mides does not consist in the mere lip service of saying Adishem, Adishem, Kil Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed V'emes. But we have to say, the Tzibur has to say in the Aseres Yimitshuve, the Yedgimu Mides, in order to impress upon ourselves the concepts that are implicit in the Yedgimu Mides, so that we'll be able to emulate the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Yigimu Midas represent the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Rachum, Afato Yerachum. Mahu Chanun, Afato Yechanun. So these are the Midas. Rachum v'chanun, rachapayim, rach chesed v'emes, nitzah chesed v'alofim, nitzah ovim v'fesha v'chator, v'lakei. So memele, tshuve of the tzibur consists in emulating the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the bris krusol yudgimu midas. So naturally, we cannot expect to become impressed with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without verbalizing it and without spelling it out in our prayers. But the important thing is not the lip service. The important thing is that this lip service, this prayer of the Yudgimu Midas that we say every day in Aseres Yimitshuve several times should have an impact upon our hearts, and that we should be impressed with it, and that we should decide to become motivated by Yudgimu Midas. This is the bris kruso liyudgimu midas. So that means that the tshuve of the tzibur in Aseres Yemei Tshuve manifests itself in trying to impress upon ourselves the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chachum, Chanun, Chapayim, Chaf Chesed Emes, and so on. Now the Rambam mentions this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Dalet. This is the well-known Rambam, but it behooves us to analyze every word in that Rambam. Perek Gimel Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Dalet. Af al pi shetki ashrifo b'Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKosuv Remes Yesh Bei. כלימר אורו ישנים משנסכם ונרדומים הוקיצו מתרדמסכם ויחיפשו במעשיכם ויחיזרו בתשובו וזכרו ברחל אלו השכרים אסו אמס בהבלי הזמן וישנים כל שנוסום בהבל וריק אשר לא יאיל ולא יציר הביטו לנפשיסיכם ויוטיבו דרכיכם ומעלליכם ויעזיב כל אחד מכם דרכי אורו ומחשבתי אשר לא יתיבו, לפיכוך צורך כל אדם שיירה עצמי, כל השונה כולו, כאילו חצי זכאי וחצי חייב, וכן כל אילום חצי זכאי וחצי חייב, חוט חטא חוד, הרי הכריע אס עצמי ואס כל אילום כולי לקף חיבו, וגורם להשחוסו, עושו מצווה אחס, הרי הכריע אס עצמי ואס כל אילום כולי לקף סחוס, וגורם לוי ולוהם תשועו והצולו שנאמר ויצדי כיסד אילום זה שצדיק יכריאס כל אילום לסחוס ויצילה. So what did the Rambam say? Why did the Rambam inject here this concept that every Jew, this Gemara in Kedushin, that every Jew should consider as if he and the whole world is mechzo zakai or mechzo chayev, and by doing one mitzvah, so there is a preponderance of schus for the whole world, for all of mankind. And by doing one aveire, rachman litzlan, there is a preponderance of chayvo. Why did the Rambam mention it here? Because the Rambam wants to tell us that on Rosh Hashanah, when we start blowing the shofar, so this is the signal for all the Jews to embark upon Derech HaTshuva. And this is to continue, and because, as the Ritva says in Nidorim, on account of the fact of Bereish HaShono Yikoseivun, Uv Yemtzin Kippo Yichaseimun, so the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a unit, is one Yemadim. So Memele, we have to consider ourselves as if Klal Yisrael and all of mankind is overtaken by Tzorah. And we have to avert the tzorah. And how can we avert the tzorah? By doing tshuva. And one shouldn't say, what's the wafat veil will be my tshuva? There are millions of human beings. There are even millions of Jews. They don't do tshuva. So of what significance will be my tshuva? The answer is no. One cannot say that. Because a Jew is to consider himself and the whole world as Mechtze Zakai or Mechtze Chayev. So with the tshuva of one Jew, you could be Machria, the whole world, the destiny of all of mankind, Rikaschus, and Chas V'Sholem, with one Aveiro, without doing tshuva, you could be Machria, the whole, the destiny of the Jewish people and of all mankind. This is what the Rambam is saying. Umipnei ze, umipnei inyan ze, noagu kol beis Yisroel, lehar beis bitdoko, uvimaasim tevin, vilaseis bimitzveis, mireisha shono vadim akipurim, yeser mikol ashono, vinoagu kulom, lokum balaylo baasor yomim elu, ulispalil biboti knisiyeis, bidivri tachnunim ufkibushim, achiyoy rayeim. Now, so he says, Naseres Yimitshuva, there is a universal practice in Beis Yisrael to be Marbe Bitzdoko. Now, Bishreim Yom HaKippurim, we understand, because there is a special chiyuv of Lifnei HaShem Titor. So, even without the Shem Rosho, without the Shem Chaytei, so even if a person was not delinquent in Tzedakah, Kol HaShono, but on Yom HaKippurim, he has to subject himself to a taret process with Lifnei HaShem Titor. But Naseres Yimitshuva, there is no special mitzvah with Lifnei HaShem Titor. The answer is, as the Ritva says in Midorim, because of Beresh HaShono Yikoseivun, Uvyemtzin Kippo Yichaseimun, so all the Naseres Yimitshuva is considered as a Yei Magin Arichte. So Memele, we are Mechuyev, when there is Nesoro, there is a Chiyuv of doing Tshuva. Utshuva, utfilo, utdoko, ma'avirin es riyak zero, aseres yimei tshuva. There is always riyak zero, Rachman v'Islam, if we don't do tshuva. So because of that, the Rambam says, umpnei ze, umpnei inyan ze, noagu kol beis Yisroel, lehar beis bizdoko uvmasim tevim, vilasek b'mitzvah ismirish ha'shono v'adim ha'kipurim, yes, I'm kosher. Because of the parsha in Baal Yisro. Of kisavei umulchomo ba'artzeichem al atzor atzir ereschem ba'arisim chatzitzres. Chatzitzres is not neig today, not now, but the tshuva, which is the important thing in that mitzvah, that is neig today too. And we shouldn't say, just because the overwhelming majority of the Jewish people are not ready to do tshuva on a collective level, some mele, I won't do tshuva either. No, because every Jew is to consider himself in the whole world is mechtzo zakai u'mechtzo chayev. So on everyone's deed is told the destiny of the Jewish people, the destiny of mankind. So this is how the Rambam formulates in Hilchos Tshuva this gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Say milamei chenisatev hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur viherlo v'meishe. Say that Philo Omale calls Manchi Israel Chaitin, Yasu Lufonai Keseda Razeh. What does it mean? Aseres Yimitshuva, we have to get up in the morning before dawn and to be Mispalel and to recite the Yudgimu Mides, Adishem Adishem, Kel Rachum Bechanun, Erachapayim, Rav Chesed Emes, Yisachesed Alofim, Nuisirovim Vafesha Vechato Vinake, in order to press upon ourselves that it is our objective to become motivated by the midays, the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum avati. Now this is one aspect of the mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon each and every Jew, on an individual level and on a collective level, in Aseres Yimitshuva. But the Rambam discusses another aspect of the tshuva on a collective level, when the tzibur is overtaken by its own. Now this is discussed in the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis. And I mentioned before, quoting the Roshan Rambam, that this mitzvah of Areisem b'chatzitzreis is midarkei hatshuvei, shebizman shetov yitzoro v'yizaku aleho, v'yoriu yedo hakiru shebdo maasei emoroyim, hur aleho. Kakosuf avnisei chemidu. Vizu shel yigrim lehosi ratzon alei. Now let's see, the Rambam says in Pirik Aleph Mihilches Taimines, Halacha Yudzayin, Bichol Yeim Taimis Shegezrim Al Atzibur Mipnei Hatzoris, Besden Vehaskenim Yeishvim B'Beis HaKnesses, Ubeitkin Al Maasei Anshe Oliya, Me'achat Vila Shachris At Chatzis Hayeim, Umesirin Hamichshelei Shel Averis, ומזירים ודרשים וחקרים על בעלי חומוס ועבירס ומפריסים איסון ועל בעלי זרע ומשפילים איסון וחייצי בדבר מת. Now this is something other than what the Rambam says in הלכס תשובה, in הסרסים תשובה, so we have to be עסק, בצדוקה, and be מייסים טייבים. That Rambam in הלכס תשובה is based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudzayin. מלמד שניסתף הקודש ברוך הוא כשליח ציבור בישור שבני ישראל חייטים כסדר הזה יעשה יעשו ואני נכון. That means that the תשובס ציבור is realized by each member of the ציבור doing תשובה. I mean, how is a תשובס ציבור realized on a collective level by each individual Jew fulfilling his duty on an individual level? If each and every Jew in the cloud will do tshuva for himself, so memele, tshuva will be realized by the cloud Yisrael on a collective level. That's one aspect of the tshuva satzibur. But here the Rambam says something else. Here the Rambam says that when we are overtaken by tzore, and asaras yin tshuva, as the Ritva says, the Klal Yisrael is considered to be overtaken by Tzore because of Beresh Hashono Yikoseivu Mivim Tzimkipo Yikoseinu. So, Bichol Yim Tainis Shegezrin Al Atzibur Mipnei Tzore Is Bezdin Vehaskenim Yeshvim Bebeis HaKnesses Ubeitkin Al Maasei Anshe Oyir Me'ach HaTvila Shachris At Chatzei Sayeim Umesirim Hamichshele Shel Averis Umazirim Vidershim Vechikrin על בעלי חומוס ועבירס ומפריסי נאיסון ועל בעלי זרע ומשפיל נאיסון. This is something else. Here the Rambam has reference not to the tshuva that each member of the tzibur is to realize, but the Rambam here discusses what are the mandates incumbent upon the Bezdin, the spiritual leaders of the tzibur. Because if Bezdin is gezi, a tiny is our choice, that means that the tzibur is overtaken by its own, with the possibility of its own. So then, it is the duty of Bezdin, of the Zikne Om, of the... There is no Bezdin Kavua. But, so, then this is incumbent upon Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchim. They are, in lieu of the Bezdin and the Skenim, of the Rishenim, this mention. So, there are certain mandates that are imposed upon the spiritual leaders of the community to do something. So, the tshuva of the tzibur has two aspects. First of all, it manifests itself in each member of the tzibur doing tshuva. You couldn't have a tshuva on a collective level if each member of the tzibur does not realize tshuva on an individual level. So this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudzayin, Nisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, Biyom Alei, Limeishe, Bishoshe, Yisroel Chaitim, Kiseidah Azeh Yasun. In other words, they have to say it, and it shouldn't be just a lip service. They have to say it in order to impress upon their hearts this mandate of emulating the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch. That's one aspect of the tshuva of the tzibur that is incumbent upon us in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we are to consider ourselves as if we are faced with the possibility of its own. Because of Beresh Hashono Yikoseivun of Yimtzim Kippo Yichaseinu. But then, there is a special mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the tzibur, the leaders of the community. What is the mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the community? So it's Beit Kin al Mahasei Anshei Oyir, the leaders of the community, Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchen, principals of day schools, Rabbonim in the various synagogues. They have to be Beidik Mahasei Anshei Oyir. They have to search not only their own hearts and their own souls, but they have to search in Aseres Yimei, the hearts and the souls of the congregants. And then, Umisirin HaMichsheli Shel Averis. They have to remove the Michshelis, the stumbling blocks. Umazirin V'Dershin V'Chikrin Al Balichomos V'Averis U'Mafris Neison. And they have to degrade the Bal Yisrael, the people who resort to force. This is the mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the community. Where did the Rambam get it? The Gemara in Tainis only mentions that the Besdin and the Skenim, they have to be Beidik, be Mila Dimoti. But the Gemara in Tainis doesn't spell out the specific things that the Besdin have to do. The Rambam spells it out. Number one, they have to be Mesia Michsheles, and they have to exhort the members of the community, their congregants, against Hamas, and they have to be Mashpil Bal Yisrael. Where did the Rambam get it? I think that the Rambam got it from the Haftorah of Yom Kippur in Yishayo Nun Zayin. V'yomar soilu soilu panu darech horimu michshel miderech amit. Ki koyomar rom v'niso sheichen ad v'kodesh moi morim v'kodesh eshkoin v'ezdako ushval ruach lehachyo yisruach shvolim. So we omar seilu seilu, and he says, the Novi says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seilu seilu, pave the way. Who should pave the way? To whom does the Novi say in the name of God that they should pave the way? Who should pave the way? The leaders, the best, the Ziknei Hom, the Rabbonim, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mechanchim, the principals of the day schools, the leaders of the Jewish community, they are obligated to pave the way, panu dorech, clear a path, horimu michshel midarachami, remove the numerous stumbling blocks on the path of my people. There cannot be a tshuve of the tzibur fulfilled if the Besdin doesn't do anything, if the leaders of the community are completely passive. By the leaders of the community just saying al chet, they will not be mikayim the mitzvah of tshuva of the tzibur. There is a special mandate incumbent upon Besdin and the Ziknei Ahram. And if the leaders of the community, if Rabbonim Rosh Yeshiva, or Mechanchim, or teachers, every teacher, every Rebbe in a day school, a Rebbe who teaches Aleph-Beis to Jewish children, is a leader. He has a mission to fulfill. And he is obligated, together with all the other leaders of the Jewish community, to pave the way, to clear a path of God, to remove the stumbling blocks. Now, what are the stumbling blocks? Now, there are very numerous stumbling blocks. Numerous stumbling blocks. I mean, we can say, in respect to the number of stumbling blocks that exist in the Jewish life in America, we can employ the expression that is mentioned in the Chazal, Im yiu kol hayamim dyoi v'chol hagamim kol mesin v'chol neodam lavlorim, it would be impossible to to list all the mishalim that take place in America in the Jewish life. But while there are so many stumbling blocks in the path of God, in the Jewish life in America and in Israel, so there are two major stumbling blocks which tend, chas v'sholem, to adulterate and to contaminate the purity and the identity of the Knesset Yisrael. These two major stumbling blocks consist, number one, of the hefkeres, the laxity that exists on the American scene, on the American Jewish scene, in the realm of Giyur Shaloi Kehaloch. This is a major stumbling block. This is not like a stumbling block in the field of kashrus. That's also a mikshol. But the stumbling block in the field of kashrus can in no way affect the future of the Knesset Yisrael. But the stumbling block in the field of Giyur Shaloi Kehaloch can chas v'sholem adulterate and contaminate the identity and the purity of Knesset Yisrael. And then there is another major stumbling block, which is even more major, more fundamental than the laxity, the hefkeres that exists in the realm of Giyur Shaloi Kehaloch. And I'm referring to the hefkeres that exists in the field of chinuch. Our children are exposed to all the poisonous influences of the missionaries, Christian missionaries, missionaries of Eastern cults. And why are the missionaries of Jews for Jesus and other denominations, why are they so successful in meeting out such a spiritual havoc in Jewish life? It's our fault, because there is a stumbling block, because there is no, our leaders are not trying sufficiently enough to be mikarev the Jewish youngsters. In his homes, there is no spirituality, no morale, no moral atmosphere. So naturally, if there is no warmth and if there is no spiritual atmosphere in the homes of many Jews, then there is a cloud. It's a scientific principle that nature abhors a vacuum. This scientific principle, nature abhors a vacuum, is mentioned by Rashi in Chumash. He cites in Maimon Chazal in respect to the posik, "Va'abei reik ein b'mayim." So Rashi says, that's from the Medrash, "Mayim ein bei." It's more in Shabbos. Also, b'madlikim, "Mayim ein bei." Avol nechoshim va'akravim yeish bei. How did Chazal know in Misech Shabbos and in the Medrash, Rabbi, that Mayim ein bei, Avol nechoshim va'akravim yeish bei? The answer is, the posik couldn't mean Va'abei reik ein b'mayim. It's completely void. There is nothing in it. That would be repugnant to this scientific principle of nature abhors a vacuum. There is no natural vacuum in the world. You can affect a vacuum through controlled circumstances. But there is no natural vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum. Either a bayer is filled up with water, and if it's not filled up with water and not with air, it must be filled up with something. So if Mayim ein bei is nechoshim v'akravim yeish bei, the same scientific principle that is relevant in physical reality is even more relevant in psychical reality. Human nature abhors a vacuum. You cannot raise a child with a vacuum. Either you inculcate concepts of Torah, concepts of morality, of sanctity, of righteousness, of justice in the hearts and the souls of our boys and girls. And if you don't take the steps to expose the hearts and the souls of our youngsters, of our children, to this indoctrination of Gdushe, of Tzedek and Yeshia, of Tare, then it will not remain in a vacuum. Then it will be filled up with something else. If my main bay, if it's not, if the hearts and the souls of our children are not filled up with the Mayim Shel Torah, so then it will be filled up with something. If my main bay, Nechoshim V'Akrabim Yesh Bay, if we expose them as Hefker, so then, and we don't try to be Mikarim our children, and to give them a Torah education, so then, the Nechoshim V'Akrabim, all kinds of spiritual and moral snakes and scorpions will take a hold of them. This is what the missionaries are doing. This is the greatest Mikshul. This is even more basic Mikshul than the laxity that exists in the realm of Giyur Shaloi Kaloche. So this is what the Rambam says, that Besdin and the Zikne Yom, when they are overtaken by the possibility of Yitzhoro and Nasara Simitshuve, all Jews are faced with the possibility of Yitzhoro, because Bereish Hashono Yikosevun Uvyem Tzidkipo Yikosevun, so Mimele they have to remove all the stumbling blocks, especially the major stumbling blocks that tend to adulterate and to contaminate the purity of the Knesset Yisrael. And then the Rambam says, ומזירים ודרשים וחקרים על בעלי חומוס ועבירס ומפריס נסון. רבונים ראשי ישיבו, מחנכים, teachers, cannot remain passive and adopt a policy of laissez-faire. Hands off! We are not going to tell anything to anybody. No! If they are bale chomos, we have to protest and we have to give rent to our righteous indignation. And val bale Yisrael umashpil neison. And it is incumbent upon the leaders of the community to degrade the Baal Yisrael, those who are not motivated by concepts of right and wrong, but just by might. So these are the two aspects of Tshuvas HaTzibur. Number one is to impress ourselves with the concept implicit in the Yud Gimel Midos, and that's the purpose of reciting several times every day in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva the Yud Gimel Midos, Adishem Adishem Kilrachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Emes, and then the other mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the community, upon Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchim, teachers, and that is to remove the stumbling blocks. And everyone has an opportunity to do his share in removing the stumbling blocks. Every teacher in the day school is able to meet out his contribution by impressing upon the children that there has to be Giyur Kaloche, and that there cannot be Giyur Shaloi Kaloche, and also that everyone is mechuyev to be mikariv Jewish youngsters, so that they will not be exposed to all the nechoshim and the akrabim represented by the numerous and multifarious missionaries.